Well, here we are, back at my place. Thank you for the wonderful date, sweetie. Of course, I had a good time. Great time, in fact. In all my years, I've never been wined and dined for Valentine's Day like that. The food, the drinks, the great company. You made me feel so special tonight, like a princess. Oh, or a queen, you say? I like that. Queen it is. Speaking of feeling special, would you like to come in for a drink? I know this is just our second date, and believe me, I'm usually not this forward, but well, it's Valentine's Day, and I have a good feeling about you. Besides, I don't want this night to end just yet. Yes, I'm sure you would love to come inside. Oh, your face! Oh, don't worry. I'm only teasing. But then again, who knows where tonight might end? Come on, let's get in from the cold. Now come here. Drinks? Did you really believe that line? About having you in for drinks? Silly boy. That was the bait to lure you into my web. Now come, the bedroom is this way, and that's where we'll be ending our date. And here we are. God, I need you so bad, baby. But let me get this dress off. It certainly wasn't cheap, and I'd hate to ruin it. Get your shirt and tie off. Shoes too, but leave your pants to me. Well, what do you think, baby? This lingerie came as a set, complete with garter belt and stockings, as you can see. It cost a pretty penny, but I knew you'd be worth it. I always wanted a red set, so I splurged and bought it. I thought the color was appropriate given the holiday. Oh, I look like a goddess, do I? I think goddess is a bit much. Queen is more my speed, baby. And as queen, I think it's time I claimed my scepter. Stand right there, baby. Normally, a queen does not kneel, but she'll always make an exception for her king. Now, let me unburden you of your royal garb. What's with the giggle? What? All the king and queen talk getting too silly for you? Yeah, I suppose you're right, but I'm enjoying it. But I'm going to enjoy this even more. I swear, there is no sexier feeling than unbuckling a man's pants and pulling them down. The anticipation alone is maddening, and the big reveal at the end is to die for. Speaking of which, let's see what great sword my king has brought to court. What the fuck is this? You know what I mean. This pathetic excuse for a cock? Are you kidding me with this shit? Oh, quit whining. Boo hoo. You just slapped my dick. You'll be lucky if that's the worst thing I do to you. Now, I'm standing back up to look you in your scared puppy dog eyes. Let me give you a piece of my fucking mind. I've wasted hours of my life on you across two dates now. I wasted Valentine's Day on you. I doted on you. Fake laughed at your awful jokes. Hell, I've been fantasizing about fucking you all night. And this is what you bring to the table? I spent so much money on that dress and this lingerie because I expected to be properly fucked tonight. Ugh, men like you should have to wear a sign around your neck or maybe a tattoo. That's it. You should have micropenis tattooed across your fucking forehead to warn women like me not to fucking bother with you. Oh, you're gonna go, are you? I don't fucking think so. Come here. On the ground. Get on your knees. Get down there, you fucking loser. Oh, you don't like me grabbing your hair while you're on your knees? Shut up. Get your fucking face in here. Yeah? I'll just mash your face into my panties. Get your nose against my slit, you worthless prick. You can smell how wet I am, huh? Get a nice, deep sniff. Go on. That's what happens to me when I expect a big cock. Instead, I get this. I can't believe I called you a king. Court jester seems more fucking fitting. Someone made to be laughed at and abused. Look at you on your knees, right where a pathetic whore who's only good for his mouth belongs. You know, if you were at least average, I could have accepted that. But no, I always get stuck with the shrimp dick losers who think they're something special. I waxed my pussy for this. Waxed it. Do you understand what that means? Do you have any idea how uncomfortable that is, huh? I paid real fucking money for some rude woman to tear pubic hairs out of me by the root because I expected to get good dick tonight, and you bring me a useless worm? Oh, you're sorry? Really? Are you really sorry for your disgusting nub of a cock? Good. Then you'd better make it up to me with that tongue. Get your face off of me so I can pull these panties to the side. Now lick, and this better be the best head I've ever gotten, or I'm keeping your balls as a warning for the next guy who comes into my home to disappoint me. There we go. Get it in there. Yeah? Tongue my slit. Do better. Hey, look at me. Oh, what's the matter? Do you not like getting slapped? Well, I don't like getting my night ruined by worthless little boys. If you can't even eat my pussy right, then what is the point of you? Oh, you're gonna do it better, huh? I'm giving you one more chance. I swear, if you don't start tonguing my clit like it's the best thing you ever have tasted, I'll make you regret it. Now eat! Oh, fuck. There we go. Now I can feel it. Oh, lap up my pussy. I want you swallowing fuck every drop that leaked out back when I thought you were worth my time. Yes. Dig your tongue deep in there. I'll just close my eyes and think about that dick I was supposed to get tonight. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Fuck. Right there. Yeah, swirl that tongue around my clit. Oh, fuck. Oh, don't stop. Right there. Right there. Oh, fuck. Just like that. Just... did I say speed up? Hey! Look at me, you worthless fucking loser. When a woman says just like that, does that mean speed up to you? Does it mean use more pressure? Does it mean change anything about what you're doing? No,
It doesn't. It means your tongue is about to make her come, and the only way a useless, needle dick loser like you ever could. And you fucking ruined it! Oh, you're sorry?
Yeah, you are sorry.
A sorry piece of shit who is testing my patience. Now get your tongue back in there and do it right this time. Mm-hmm. Oh, there you go. Oh, back in your place. God, men like you piss me off so fucking much. Never listen, always think they know best, can't control themselves, and worst of all, no dick. Oh, fuck. Yeah, right there. Just like that. Fuck, I swear if you fuck up this time, I'm gonna keep going. Just, oh, fuck, keep going. Yes, yes. Oh, fuck, I'm coming. Fuck. Fuck off of me.
At least you're good for one thing. Now stay right there, loser. Cry all you want, I'm not done with you.
Oh, I don't take questions from walking disappointments. You'll find out what I'm looking for soon enough. Ah, here it is.
Aww, does my strap-on scare you?
I can see why. It's gotta be twice your size at least. But since you actually made me come with your tongue, I'm gonna give you a choice. You see, I was hell-bent on getting some dick tonight. Real dick. But since that's not in the cards anymore, I'll have to settle for something a bit different. So either you put this on and fuck me with the cock you wish you had, or I put it on and show you firsthand why size matters. Choose. Ugh, No. Leaving isn't an option. It's Valentine's Day, and that means somebody is getting dicked down tonight. Me or you. Choose. Listen, boy, if you don't choose, I fucking will. And as you may have noticed, I'm feeling a lot of aggression tonight, and I would love to take that aggression out on your precious little asshole. Last chance. Choose. Of course a coward like you takes the easy route. But fine, I need to be filled, and clearly this is the only way you'd be able to help with that. Now, put it on. Ugh, how are you still hard? Don't you have any shame? You just got slapped around and face-fucked by your date, and now you're putting on a dildo because you weren't good enough to satisfy her. Fucking pathetic. Make sure the straps are nice and tight. Go on. God, I have to see this up close. Let's see how much bigger my cock is than yours. Ah, jeez. This rubber dick completely eclipses yours. When I look down on them from this angle, I can't even see your measly dicklet. See, look down. How's it feel to glance down and see something impressive for a change? You know the saddest part? My strap isn't even that big. This is right around the average size for a man's cock. But I guess that shows just how pathetic of a man you are, doesn't it? Half the size, half the man. At best. Oh, uh-huh. You're sorry again? Always sorry. Maybe that should be your name. Mr. Sorry. Whatever. I'm ready to get fucked now. I'm going to let you start on top, but don't go thinking this puts you in charge. Got it? I just don't feel like putting in the effort to ride someone as pathetic as you. Alright, get on top of me. I guess I should give you some incentive to do a decent job, so here you go. If you can satisfy me with that cock of mine, I might let you come with yours. Might being the operative word. So don't get your hopes up, loser. I doubt you'll know how to use something that size anyways. Okay, now let me just guide you in. You're gonna have to pull back some more. This dildo is way longer than your little nub. There we go. Now ease it in. Hey! Stop! Listen to me, idiot. I know you aren't used to it, but right now you're wielding a real man's cock, which means two things. One, I can actually feel it, and two, you can hurt me if you aren't careful. Now start slowly. Ah, yeah, that's good. Fuck, I can feel my pussy lips stretching around it. Uh-huh. Look down. Look down between us and watch it sink into me. God, you'd have already bottomed out if you used your sorry excuse for a dick. I feel my pussy opening up to you. Push in deeper. Slow. Keep it slow. Ah, damn, that's good. Almost all the way in now. Oh, fuck. Keep going. Oh, yes, baby. Oh, fuck. I felt it in my guts. Oh, I think I feel your little guy poking against my ass. Ah, oh, better be careful. If that disgusting thing tries to slip into my asshole, I will be keeping it as a souvenir. Understood? Oh, fuck. Balls deep, baby. That's it. Oh, my God. Look at that. Look at how much cock I can take. How much cock you can never get me on your own. Ugh, you know? Men like you offend me, thinking you're worthy of pussy. Thinking it's okay to waste the valuable time of a woman like me. Any woman's time is worth more than that useless nub between your legs. And yet you still try to date them. Oh, fucking shameful. Now fuck me. Oh God, it's so deep. Come on, long strokes, boy. You've got way more work with that normal dick. Make use of it. Yes. Oh God, yes. Yes, all the way out and back in. Fuck. Oh fuck. Just like that, bitch boy. You remember what just like that means, right? That's right. Don't change a thing about how you fuck me until I tell you to. Oh yeah. I'm close. Pound me. Faster. Faster. And I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. Yes. Yes. Oh, fuck. 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 Good job, loser. You did it. You made a girl come for the first time ever. And all it took was a better cock than yours. Really? You've made girls come before, have you? Oh, you sure about that, champ? Let's see if I can describe the scenario. Tell me, when those girls came, were they rubbing their clits while you futilely humped against their cunt for all your worth? They were, weren't they? Yeah, sorry to break it to you, but you didn't make them come. Their fingers did. They'd have had the same orgasm without you even being there. Speaking of orgasms, I'm ready for another one. I'm sorry, what did you say? That was rhetorical, dumbass. I heard you the first time. I just can't believe you'd ask if you could take the dildo off and fuck me for real. Boy, you have never fucked anyone for real. Understand? Not with that puny mushroom you call a dick. First off, I said I might let you come if you satisfy me. That was not a guarantee. Second, and most importantly, do you really think two orgasms are enough to satisfy a woman like me? No, a queen like me? Exactly. I'm going to need at least one more before I even consider letting you come. Lucky for you, I come really fast and fucked hard doggy style, which is what I'm going to let you do. Stand up at the end of the bed. Come on. Good dildo. Now let me get on all fours and back up to you. All right. Now, my hope is that letting you stand and fuck me will give you the leverage to really pound me. I'm sure you'll fail like I assume you do at everything in life, but at least you can't say I didn't give you a chance. Go on, slide that fat strap back into me. Oh god, yes. Oh fuck, it feels even deeper like this. Oh, you wish you could feel your cock stretching this pussy. Not that you could stretch me at all. Do you wish your sad little cock was big enough to fuck me? Yes, queen, I like that answer. But a queen never fucks a peasant, does she? And you certainly have a peasant's cock, don't you? Oh, say it! You actually said it. You really are a fucking loser, you know that? You're just... Oh, fuck! So now you start fucking me harder? What? Are the insults starting to get to you? Oh, what a pathetic, worthless, shrimp-tick little... pushing my head down into the mattress while you pound me, huh? You really think that'll shut me up? Huh? Huh? You think I'll ever stop telling you how useless you are and your tiny pendic? Oh, harder, harder, harder. Oh, harder, you little bitch. Fuck, I'm coming. Fuck. Now that's how you properly fuck a woman. I guess you're right. That's how you properly fuck a queen. Huh? Oh, yeah, I guess I can't lie. I'm satisfied. No, don't leave. I'll let you come, loser. I'm not a complete bitch. Whoa. What are you doing? I didn't say you could remove the strap on. We need that. I said I might let you come. I never said I'd touch that disgusting worm of a cock you have. No, I have a better idea. Here, let me sit up on the bed and scoot back a bit. Now come here and sit on the edge of the bed, right between my legs. Face away from me. Good. Now let me scoot my body right up against yours. Do you feel my breasts pressing against your back? And my arm reaching around your side so I can lay my hand on your chest? God, your heart's beating so fast. You really got a workout, didn't you? Aww, it was worth it for me, huh? Look down. See my hand taking hold of this nice... thick rubber cock. Good. I want you to imagine this cock isn't fake now. This is your cock. Flesh and blood. Pulsating with desire. Coated in my girl cum after rocking my body with an intense orgasm. Now watch as I stroke it. As I stroke you, baby. Watch as I show my appreciation for what your wonderful cock gave me tonight. I want you to feel it. Really feel like this cock is yours. And if that's part of you, so long and thick, my fingers barely close around the shaft as I stroke you up and down, up and down. Let your mind go and just feel it, baby. Feel me stroking you. Feel the speed of my hand picking up faster now. I'm tightening my grip just a bit. Do you feel it? Tell me you do. Yes, feel my slick palm jerking up and down your shaft. Imagine how good it will feel to come. Picture it. Picture this fat, long cock of your shooting rope after rope across my bedroom floor. Can you see it? Good. Do you feel your balls tightening? Are you close, baby? Tell me you want to come. Then do it. Come for me. Come as I jack off this perfect cock. The cock I deserve tonight. Come. Come now. Now come. Oh. Oh my God, you're doing it. You're actually coming. Coming hands free as I stroke a strap on instead of you. Oh, fuck. There's so much. Go on, get it out. Get all of that nasty cum out, you fucking loser. You okay, my love? That was intense. Okay, but are you sure? I kind of let myself really go for it that time. Just like you always asked for, but there were moments I was worried I was going too far. Like, if I'm being honest, the first slap when I had you on your knees landed way harder than I meant it to. Okay, I'm still a little worried that your cheek might swell a bit tomorrow, but I'm glad you're okay with it. Yeah, I know you always have a safe word if I were to go too far, but I still worry. I know how much pressure you put on yourself to be a good sub. Almost as much pressure you put on yourself to be the perfect husband, which you are, by the way. Tonight proved that as if I didn't already know. But sometimes I think you stop yourself from using the safe word when you should. Oh, so we just haven't found your limit yet. Well, maybe I'll be the one using the strap on next time. I bet we find it then. So, what was your favorite part? The doggy style pounding, really. I thought my pain slut would have preferred when I was slapping him around while making him eat my pussy. You always love that. Ah, so you liked being able to fuck me as hard as I demanded without worrying about coming too soon. Yeah, that makes sense. My favorite part. Oh gosh, isn't it obvious? I mean, I've been obsessed with making you have a ghost penis orgasm ever since I found that subreddit about it. And we actually did it? I was so shocked and turned on when I realized you were actually coming from me stroking the strap. Super hot, babe. Super hot. How did that feel? Bizarre, kind of like a ruined orgasm, but not really. Interesting. But did you like it? Okay, good. I'd love to do that again sometime. Now, are you sure that nothing I said crossed a line for you, my love? I was being pretty harsh. Baby, I know that look. What did I say that was over the line? You're my husband, and I want you to know that I love everything about you, especially your cock. What did I say to upset you? Oh, what? Do I really think your jokes are awful and I fake laugh at them? You jackass! You had me genuinely worried for a moment. And for the record, no. Your jokes aren't awful. Usually. Okay, now that's the most harmful thing I've said, is it?
Well, I'll just have to try harder next time. Give me a kiss, you fool. Happy Valentine's Day, baby. I love you so much. Maybe if you get up early to make me coffee and eggs tomorrow, I'll let you put your actual cock to use in the morning. Now, let's clean up a bit and snuggle. I want you to hold me all night.